And Butler will go into this rain, which has really picked up here, to begin the third quarter. And the kickoff by Josh Byers goes through the end zone for a touchback. So the Tornado offense heads out onto the field.
Well, hopefully the Tornado, you know, have had that chance over the last 15 or so minutes in the annex there to think about this and realize that, you know, there's still a lot of game to play. You know, that they're not out of this. They can come down here, have a good drive, score a touchdown. They're right in the thick of this fight again.
Right back in it. You're right. I formation for the Tornado on first down as Callahan goes in under center. The ball is on the turf, and Callahan will fall on it at the 16-yard line. That, I think, is the first time they went in under center on the night. Now lose four back to the 16.
Yeah, it's not the way you really want to start this this drive, but
that's how it started.
Mm-hmm.
Second down.
You want to come out all fired up, ready to go.
Callahan getting his hands on the towel to dry them off here on this damp night. As I said, it looks like it's raining pretty hard now out there. It's coming down pretty good. Second down and 13 for Butler. J.R. Harold, the sidecar to the right of Kyler Callahan, in the shotgun. He'll fake it to him. Callahan to throw. Incomplete. Ooh. Had Chris Mertz.
Definitely. He was wide open, too.
But it fell short and was low. Third down. That's got to be difficult to be throwing that football in this weather.
Yeah, it would be. You know, it's hard to get a good grip on it. And, you know, Callahan's seen him do that multiple times tonight where he's bumping into his own guys. It's almost like he's thrown himself off. It's hard to say if it's a back running into him, but when you see it happen so many times, you have to kind of say, well, the fault kind of goes more to the quarterback now.
Third down at 13. Callahan wants to throw. Steps up into the pocket and will run. He'll get to the 20. Spin move keeps him there, and he dives forward. The ball came free at about the 25-yard line, and there's a scramble for it. And I believe
Mertz got it.
Yep, Chris Mertz came out of the pile with football. Got out to the 25-yard line, gained 9, but it's short. Needed to get to the 30, and it'll be fourth down and 5. And they will punt as Cade Gratzmiller will head out. And it will be Drew Engel for Cannon McMillan. He gets back to about his 43-yard line. And the last punt by Cade, he just got away. High snap, it goes through his hands. And Gratzmiller in trouble. He scrambles with it. Does get a punt away, and it's deflected. And it hits a Butler player at the 25-yard line.
Let it go.
It might have gotten a bit of a more of a roll.
Yeah, exactly. You're not feeling your own punt. Let it go.
But Cannon McMillan with great field position at the 25-yard line. And conditions really not ideal right now out there. You see the water marks on the field, Craig, is just getting shinier and shinier as we go along here.
Mm-hmm. Well, if this turf could have gotten replaced when it should have been replaced about 6 years ago, yeah, we wouldn't have that.
So John Kincaid brings out the Big Macs. First down and 10 from the Butler 25-yard line. But it's Josh O'Hare behind him, and he hands him the football. Josh O'Hare goes to the left side. He's at the 20, 15, at the 10. A stiff arm gets him down to about the 5-yard line.
It's like there's a flag down.
And where is that at? I did not see it.
It's hard to say. Is that a flag or is that a towel sitting down there?
Yeah, that's a flag. Only one penalty in the first half. Butler was not penalized in the entire first half. Let's see what the call is here. And it looks like it's coming back. Holding against Cannon McMillan.
Mm-hmm. Looked like they had the end kind of trapped in there.
So the penalty, a spot foul. We'll set the Cannon McMillan back 10 yards from the spot of the foul. So it's at the 17-yard line. So it will be first down. First down and three for Cannon McMillan at the 17. Kincaid will throw on first down. Over the middle he goes. The catch is made. Touchdown. And that is Drew Engel with the grab. Well, there's a flag on the play, maybe. Oh, was that Josh O'Hare that made the catch? That was 10. That was Engel. But this one may come back. Now the hankies are coming out, Craig. It's raining hankies. Legal man downfield against Cannon McMillan.
Now you talk about shooting yourselves in the foot. We've seen a lot of this from the tornado early in the season. That's the kind of stuff that can just kill a drive.
No doubt about it. So they'll penalize from the line of scrimmage. Puts the football back to the 23-yard line. Still first down and about six or seven. First and seven. Kincaid in the shotgun. He'll hand the football off. And over the right side goes Josh O'Hare.
Can you tackle?
And O'Hare puts his shoulder down, drives inside the five. The ball came free. Butler has it and running back with the football. Let's wait the official word. I'm not sure what happened there. He may have gotten stripped of the ball. And it is Butler's football.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know if they were going to stop the play with forward progress, but the way they've been driving their feet and kind of keep moving the pile forward, this referee crew has let them kind of go and play on and play through. Big break for the tornado there.
Trevor Moore credited with the recovery. So Butler will take over at their own 9-yard line, first down. Two penalties and a fumble on Cannon McMillan's first possession of the half, and now we have a procedure call, a motion call against the tornado. That's the first penalty of the night. 5 yards, it'll go back to the four. This is about as sloppy a beginning of a quarter of a football as you could get.
It's not pretty. Definitely not pretty.
With the exception of the Seneca Valley game, Craig, I don't think we've played in any really bad elements, weather elements.
No, really haven't.
First down and 15 for Butler. Callahan with the keeper. And he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's all. Actually lose a yard to the three.
Mm-hmm. And if he would have just kept running straight, there was a huge hole up the middle there, right between the guard and center. Really opened up there good, but he tried to dance around and cut back, and unfortunately ran right into the swarm.
So loss of one, second down, and 17 now for Butler. They trail 34-13, 9:03 to go here in the third. Cannon McMillan looking to win to get into the playoffs. Butler trying to ruin that party for Cannon McMillan. Keeper on by Callahan, and he is dropped again for another loss. He tried to fake handoff, and that was David Cooper that got him in the backfield for another loss. Back to the two.
We got to get that ball in the air.
Yep, the debate is, who has the advantage when it's wet and rainy like this. A lot of times it's if you can throw the football, right?
Yeah, considering how strong our run game has been right now, I can see that. Sarcasm.
Yeah, I sensed it. I sensed it a little bit there anyhow.
I mean, the receivers have definitely been doing a much better job, bringing the balls down here.
Callahan in his end zone. Screen pass. Catch is made. And running out to about the 4 or 5 yard line. I believe that was J.R. Harold.
Yes, it was. And that's a great first down play right there. That's one you want to run sort of right out the gate. Whenever they have you really bottled up with the run game, you got to start spreading them out again.
So it's fourth down. And let's see what Butler will do. And my guess is Callahan will kick it away, and he does. He takes about three steps back out of the gun, gets the ball in the air. It'll hit at about the 33-yard line and go out of bounds. not bad considering, Craig. You really didn't take much of an approach to kick that football into the wind. Gets it out to the 34-yard line.
And that's tough. I mean, you have a couple golden opportunities here, and, you just keep giving them away. You gotta put something together here.
Fourth quarter action. Seneca Valley now up by one over Norwind, 14-13. Pine Richland now trailing North Allegheny, 14-7. That game in the fourth quarter. Thanks, Eddie Montgomery, for the scores. First and 10 for Cannon McMillan at the 34, Butler. John Kincaid with the handoff, and running it is Josh O'Hare. He goes over the left side. He's at the 20. He's at the 15 and driven out of bounds, but not before he gets a big gainer down to the Butler 10-yard line. 24 yards on that run.
Yeah, for a big guy, he makes himself actually a small target to tackle. But they love to run a directional play. They're not running, essentially right at you. They're coming
at an angle.
On a slant, yes. Mm-hmm. And if you look at their offensive line, they're doing all reach blocking. If the center, he'll reach the man that was on the guard. The guard's going to reach the man that was on the tackle. The tackle's going to secure the end or outside linebacker who's ever coming in there. And, obviously then he's got that whole flow going that way. And for a defender to try to square up and tackle a guy who's running at an angle, it's pretty tough.
From the 11-yard line, first down, handoff. Butler right there, though, to wrap up.
Panzerella with the
run back. And it was.
Look at that. Getting in there, putting some surf on him. Nice. Way to get in there. That's what you got to do. You got to get under the pads of the offensive lineman like he did there, busted in the backfield, because if you get that penetration, then you're breaking up their whole blocking scheme, and then the run is going to fall down behind them.
That's exactly what happened. Loss of three. Back to the 13-yard line, second down and 12. 6:39 to go into third. 34-13, Cannon McMillan. They have it, though, at the Butler 13-yard line. Kincaid in the shotgun. He's looking for the fade pattern in the corner of the end zone. Incomplete. It was tipped out there by Logan Donald. First and off the intended receiver, out of bounds. Incomplete, third down.
And that was a great job by Donald. He saw what was happening. He got up to the highest point, got his hands up, broke up that pass. Very good, because that was going to be an easy touchdown if he didn't give that effort.
Third down and 13. We know that they're well within the range of Josh Byers, especially with that wind at his back. Let's see if the Tornado can stop him here. Kincaid in the gun. O'Hare, they play action. Pass play out of the backfield, and it's caught, but stopped for a gain of just a couple is the tight end Connor McMahon, and he's dropped at the 12-yard line, a gain of one.
And Callahan did a nice job coming in there, putting a shoulder, into the hip. That's what you got to do. You got to hit these guys low. You can't be, reaching up high like we've been seeing him do all night, and then the guy runs out of the tackle. You got to stick him low.
And Josh Byers will try the field goal. They'll spot the football at the 19-yard line. So this will be a 29-yarder from just inside the right hash. Could snap and hold. The kick is in the air. The line drive kick is good. 5:34 to go in the third. It's now Cannon McMillan 37. And Butler 13, this is Tornado Football on 1050 AM and WBET.com.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, their attorneys strive to provide clients with exemplary service, meeting all of your legal needs. Call Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham. 724-283-2200 or visit dmkcg.com.
Hey, it's another spectacularly mesmerizing world premiere video. You can't take your eyes off of it. Only on Valvoline Express TV.
It's not exactly like that, but now you can watch Valvoline Express TV whenever you go to the Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash of Grove City. Watch as the crew changes your oil and checks all the fluids, filters, wipers, and more. Nationally known, but locally owned. Valvoline Express Care and Car Wash in Grove City.
Butler High School with a kick in the air, and it's returned by the Tornado, and that is Zach Slomers. Gets it out to the 21-yard line. And that's where the Tornado offense will head out onto the field. A little better field position, the last starting position. For Butler, they started at their own 9-yard line. Now they'll take it out to the 20.
Yeah, we got to get one of those big drives put together here and get that ball rolling again. I wouldn't mind seeing them get out there in the flat like that last pass play we did in the other series there to J.R. Harold. Just get the ball out of the backfield.
First down, Callahan to run. Looks to his right, cuts it back to the left, gets two. Out to the 23-yard line, second down. Looks like the athletic department made the mistake of leaving track equipment in the press box here, Craig. Shot put in, realized that was that heavy. Mm-hmm. My gosh.
You learn something new every day, buddy.
Second and eight. I could still chuck that thing. I don't know how far it would go.
3 feet.
You're giving me credit for about, never mind. What? About an extra foot.
Well.
Second and eight.
About the best you could do.
And they'll hand the football off, and that's Darren Skidmore. First down and more up the middle goes Skidmore across the Butler 45, tackled at the 47-yard line. And that is a huge run for Darren Skidmore.
Oh, it's great to see, you know, in his senior night here. You know, he's played so hard over the years. Just great to see something like that break for him. And, you know, obviously the defense is cued in right on Callahan, so that's a smart thing to do. Get the ball off of somebody else. You know, get the ball in somebody else's hands, and there he goes.
24 yards on the run for Darren Skidmore, as Craig mentioned, the senior. So Butler out near midfield at the 47, first down. Nate Sespico splits out to the far side, trips to the near side for Butler on first down. Callahan looks to his left, now going for Sespico over the middle, incomplete. A diving try. He did get a hand on the football, but Craig, I don't think he could have pulled that one in. That was pretty high.
No, he was really laid out there to his max. And you know what? But I give him credit that he just, you know, he gave everything he had there. That's what you got to do. You know, it's different if you're standing there and that ball hits you in the hands and you drop it. But when you're, you know, completely laid out, there's nothing more you can do. You have nothing left to stretch and give.
Second down and 10, 4:11 to go here in the third. Butler down 37-13. Callahan to run. Has a hole across midfield. Callahan into Kenny McMillan territory at the 40s, at the 35. Tackled at the 33-yard line. A little bit of improv there by Callahan right in the middle of the field, Craig, but he made it work.
That's good, and that's what you got to do. You got to get that first down. This is the big drive here. Got to get people fired up here.
20 yards on that run for Kyler Callahan. Ball on the right hash, Butler moving right to left into this wind and rain. Callahan hands football off to Skidmore, and Darren will get back to the line of scrimmage and no gain.
Oh, it's going to hurt his average there. Down to a 12-yard average.
Yes, that's what, yeah. I tried to do the quick math. You beat me to it. Second down and the 10. Sespico will split to the far side again with trips for Butler to the near side. Kate Gratzman on one of those wide outs. Callahan looking for Sespico again. He's being held the entire way. And there is no flag, or is there a flag?
Everybody's calling for it there.
Oh. You hear the press box beside us, everybody. That's about as obvious a call as you're going to see. That
like,
didn't get called.
Exactly. It was like the defensive back was trying to whisper a secret to him. He's like, hey, buddy. He's trying to run down the field. And he's trying to hand him a note. What are you doing? Let him go.
Third down and 10.
Jeez. Trying to sell him a watch in an alley there.
Callahan under pressure. Flush from the pocket. Wants to throw. He does. And it is caught by Noah Cespico at the 10-yard line.
Yeah.
And good job by a couple of players there, by Callahan, by escaping and keeping his wits about him, looking downfield, and for Noah for coming back to the football.
Exactly. And you can see that he has grown, and his understanding of the game has come along here. I mean, hate to say it's the last game of the year, but you know what? Have it happen sometime, and he's making it happen tonight. Good job for Noah.
That is a 23-yard pass and catch. And Butler in business now. First and goal at the 9-yard line. 24 yards on that pass and catch. Callahan takes a snap. Looks to his right. Wants to cut it back into the middle. He goes. And he'll get a yard, or maybe two, down to about the 7 or 8.
Nice job by Anthony Scardini that time. He had his guy driven right back. Almost to the goalpost. That's what you like to see, a guy firing off the line in the offensive line, driving his guy back as far as he can, just demoralize him like that.
Well, they're subbing in some of those big guys. Second down and goal from the 7 for the Tornado. Ninth play of this drive. Callahan with a fake. Goes around right end. Has some room. Flag comes in, though, Craig, at the 14-yard line. That will likely negate the run by Callahan.
Yeah, when you have an offensive lineman who's about 5 yards behind the play and a flag comes down, generally he's the one that's holding.
Yep, flag at the 12-yard line. That's a shame because Butler was on the march. Played a penalty-free first half, and they have a couple here in the second. The 10-yard march off from the spot of that foul puts it out to the 22-yard line. Coming up on a minute and a half to go here in the third. Butler down by 24 points. They're driving here. They need to put it in the end zone.
It's tough, you guys, because you can't pick up a first down here.
No, second and goal from the 22. Mitchell Wong in motion. Callahan steps up into the pocket, wants to throw. And the pass is knocked down at
Jump
the line.
On.
It's incomplete.
You know, as you're an offensive lineman, if you see that ball gets batted down, even though you see it's been touched and knocked out, you still jump on it. You know, it's instinctive. You just got to jump on it.
And Riley Noble got his hands up. Noble, a big kid. 6'4", 275. He knocked it down, makes it third down and long. Third and 22. The Knock Knights with a win tonight. They defeat Freeport 26-7. And this play is whistled dead. And it will be a timeout taken by Cannon McMillan, their first of the half. So the teams will congregate along the sideline. Head into the waning moments here of the third quarter. In the fourth now, North Allegheny taking control. They lead Pine Richland 20-7. So it looks like the Tigers will likely finish in first place in the Quad County Conference. So they'll get the King seed in the WPIAL playoffs. That game at North Allegheny tonight. Pine Richland had an early lead and was playing right with N.A. into the third quarter. They were tied at 7, but North Allegheny takes control. Seneca Valley, 20, Norwin, 13. That's the latest score we have, thanks to Ed. Third down and goal from the 22 for Butler. Kyler Callahan takes the snap. Wants to throw, steps up into the pocket, now will run. And Kyler will just go out of bounds. And he'll get down to about the 18-yard line. Gain of 4.
And if you would look to the end zone, you had Noah Sepico coming right across. So like if you're looking at the Butler written in the end zone, he started almost around where the UT was, and he was moving and kind of screening what Kyler was doing. If Kyler looks up, throws it down there, could be a 6.
Well, Butler will go for it. This would be a tough ask for Emory Douthat to kick one into this wind and rain. From the 18-yard line, fourth down. Callahan steps up under pressure. Still on the move, looking near side, throwing it toward the end zone. A ball is intercepted. And it is returned to a 14-yard line just as well. So Cannon McMillan will take over. And that was Dylan O'Donohue picking it off for the Big Macs.
Yeah, Callahan couldn't get everything he needed on that ball there. Ball being wet, you know, moving around, kind of moving forward, moving back. Couldn't really get planted to get a good hard, accurate throw out there.
Yeah, and he was throwing across his body as well. He had to stop and fire. But the Big Macs have a long field in front of them. They'll start at their 14-yard line. Let's see if Butler can maybe strip them of the football here. John Kincaid in the pistol on first down. Play action. Wants to throw under pressure. He'll be sacked back at the 7-yard line. Darren Skidmore got him.
Good for him. He's having a great game tonight.
And knock him down at the 7 or 8-yard line. Loss of about 6.
That was a big play there.
It was. This second down and long.
Still got the clock rolling here.
Yep, they're going to have to run a play. Two seconds difference between a play clock and the game clock. Kincaid, play at, oh, they'll hand a football off. And running with the football out to the 20-yard line, and that is Josh O'Hare, and he's near a first down. Just a hard-nosed runner.
Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously we're not putting a good tackling effort on him either. You know, you are making him look better. I mean, he's a good runner. You're not going to take that from him, but you're making him look like Herschel Walker out there. You got to, you know, you got to tackle him. Get low on him. Wrap your arms up.
Is it the USFL Herschel Walker or the Dallas Cowboy Herschel Walker? Did he ever play in the USFL?
He did play in the USFL for the Generals.
Okay, or I'm thinking of Mike Rozier.
Yes.
Now, no,
yeah,
man.
Well, Mike Rozier played for
Pittsburgh.
The Pittsburgh Gladiators.
Gotcha. That's the end of 3.
Was it the Gladiators?
I can't remember now. We'll have to have Eddie Montgomery. Maybe we'll look it up and text it to
me. I know that the Gladiators was their was their arena.
Correct. Yeah, I think you're right. 37-13.
Pittsburgh Prowlers.
Thank you. 37-13. Cannon McMillan will head to the fourth. This is Tornado Football on 1050 AM at WBUT.com.
Make it Agway all the time. It's Agway.
Count on the Butler Agway for all your farm, lawn and garden, and pet food and supplies made in the USA. At Agway, you'll also find a large selection of bird food and bird feeders. Sauerkraut crocks are a big seller, and they make wonderful gifts. Butler Agway, your complete source for all of your animal feeding needs and supplies. Route 68 west of Butler, the Butler Agway, your holiday shopping source for your animals and all of your best friends.
Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers is committed to the community, and that includes Dr. Josh Szabo.
As team physician for the Butler Golden Tornado, I treat injured athletes so that they can get back to what they do best, making a difference on the field. I take a similar approach each day at Tri-Rivers, where I specialize in orthopedic sports medicine and perform shoulder, elbow, and knee surgeries. Whether I'm in the operating room or at the office, patients are my number one priority. The same can be said for all Tri-Rivers physicians. For more information, visit our website, tririversmsk.com, or call 1-866-874-7483.
Fourth quarter underway, and on first down, Josh O'Hare runs it 6 yards out to the 29-yard line. Make that 5 yards out to the 29. Second down and 5. Butler trailing 37-13 as we get you going here in the fourth. Kincaid, handoff. First man through, the fullback, Alec Hendel. And Hendel has a first down. So he goes right up the middle, across the 35 to the 38-yard line, a gain of 9.
Yeah, I really don't want to belabor this point, but I really hope coaches will show the film to the young Tornado, the ones that will be back next year, because you had two guys standing straight up, and you had a running back put his helmet right in their chest, drove both of them back about 6 yards after contact. You got to get low in these guys. But that's a teaching tool.
It is.
That's what they're going to have to do, is to use this film as a teaching instrument.
First and 10 from the 38. Play action. Kincaid looking deep down the field. Has a man. Catches made. A crossing pattern. Dylan O'Donohue down the far sideline, and he'll be wrapped up and thrown out of bounds, but not before a big gainer into Butler territory. And that's all the way down to the 22-yard line of Butler. Huge gainer there. That's probably the biggest pass play, I think, of the night so far for Canemack.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of it was just yards after the catch, too.
True.
Yeah, he worked for that.
So they put it at the 22-yard line. First down. 10:20 to go here in the fourth. Okay, play action again. It comes a blitz. Butler will wrap him up and drop him for a loss at the 27-yard line. A whole host of Tornado players in there, Craig.
Skidmore got, you know, he's going to get a partial assist there on the sack, as well as Panzarella as well getting in there. But it initially was set up by Klein coming off the corner, you know, from his outside linebacker position there. Came right in, disrupted everything, and that's what you got to do. You got to have somebody disrupts, other guys clean it up.
They lost 5 on the play, second down and 15. Kincaid will hand it off to O'Hare. Around the right end, down the sideline he goes, inside the 20, and he is stopped at the 18-yard line.
Nice job by J.R. Harrell there, because he just, you know, he did what a linebacker does. He sacrifices his body, goes out there, takes a hit, brings the guy down. And all season, J.R. Harrell's played with a ton of heart, and he'd love seeing that. That's the kind of stuff that has to inspire some of these younger players.
Third down and 6. Ball on the far hash at the 18-yard line. Kincaid, handoff. And coming on their side is Drew Engel. He's at the 5, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown. He had a lot of room to roam there. 18-yard touchdown run by Drew Engel.
Yeah, unfortunately, defensively, we couldn't get off blocks. And if you're having a block consistently put on you, you're never going to make the tackle. And that's what hurt the Tornado that time.
It capped off the drive of 8 plays and 86 yards. And Byers' extra point try is no good. He hooked it to the left. So with 8:39 to go here in the fourth, it's now Cannon Mac 43, Butler 13. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
Your local McDonald's restaurants are now hiring, and they're looking for hardworking, enthusiastic individuals who want to be a part of a winning team. McDonald's believes a job is about seizing an opportunity to learn, grow, and succeed. They also offer a wide variety of benefits, such as flexibility, education, and professional skills. So if you enjoy working with people and love to learn new things, stop by your local McDonald's restaurant and apply in person, or visit McDonaldsTAM.com and click on Careers. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Back at Butler High School, and Zach Slomers returns the kickoff out to the 28-yard line. That's where the 20 will begin their possession, trailing 43-13 to the Big Macs of Cannon McMillan, who at this point appear as though they'll be heading into the WPIAL playoffs.
Well, they don't have this wrapped up yet. You know, a couple touchdowns, a couple onside kicks. You never know.
From
8 minutes left.
From the 28, first down. Handoff. Running straight forward with the football was J.R. Harold.
And they closed that down quick on him, though, but you know, he did what he needed to do. You know, he ducked ahead, power ran it right up, you know, right between the two guards pretty much, and that little gap area. Did a nice job, picked up about 3 yards.
You're right, out to the 31. Second down and 7. And they'll empty the backfield. Callahan back there by himself. Puts Chris Mertz in motion. And it's a bad snap. Not a bad snap. It actually just went right through Kyler's hands. Mm-hmm. And they've been having, hey, Kyler, you see the frustration as he gets up and throws the football to the official. They lose yards back to the 23-yard line. Now put it down at the 22, loss of 9 on the play. Makes it third down and long, third and 16 for the Tornado. We will choose W. Ricks Taproom and Grill Player of the Game. Prime Player of the Game. We'll talk about that here shortly. Callahan again fumbles the football and falls on it. Fourth down. Just trying to do too many things too quickly, Craig, I think, that time.
Yeah, I think, you know, sometimes when a player is getting rattled and frazzled like that, you know what, pull him the sidelines for a couple plays, maybe a series. You know, let Presco get in there. You know, because he can run with the ball. He can throw the ball as well. And, you know, just give him a, you know, give Callahan a chance just to calm down, talk to him, you know, let him do his defensive stuff that he needs to do.
And the pooch punt goes out right to midfield, 50-yard line, and that's where the Big Macs take over. There we go. I knew Eddie would come through here. Eddie Montgomery with Herschel Walker played for the New Jersey Generals from 83 to 85. For D.C. from 86 to 89. Then the Vikings, 89 to 91. The Eagles, 92 to 94. The Giants in 95. And back to D.C., 96, 97. Thanks, Eddie.
Didn't he play for Dallas? Because didn't Dallas trade him away to Minnesota?
Oh, that is D.C., Dallas Cowboys.
Okay.
Eddie's a big Dallas Cowboys fan, so he's like their best friends.
He's like
D.C.
He's like the lingua.
Yeah.
Give him a little elbow in the ribs. Yo, D.C.
We figured it out, Ed. First and 10, right at midfield. Cannon McMillan football. Now we have a timeout, I think, has to be taken by Cannon McMillan. Some confusion as a player ran on late.
You had actually two guys in motion at the time.
So coach saw that and called timeout. W. Rick Stapperman Grill, Meridian Road, one of our sponsors. And we want to take a moment to thank really all of our sponsors here, including W. Rick Stapperman Grill for the prime player of the game. And, we will discuss who that might be. Chris Mertz with an 18-yard touchdown grab tonight. If you look at the offensive side of things, Kyla Callahan with a 3-yard touchdown run to account for the Tornado scoring here. Back to action. First and 10 from the midfield stripe. And the hand of football off to Ryan Angott. And Angott, his first carry of the night, gets down to the 45-yard line of Butler, a gain of 5. Second down and 5. And it's a new quarterback in there, too. It's Trajan Lewis. And the pass is incomplete.
Pass incomplete to number 16, George Zoki.
Third down now and 5, so the Big Macs getting some players in.
Third down and 5 for the Big Macs.
Getting some reps with a big lead here. Why not?
That's what you got to do. You always got to be looking to the future. Especially with playoffs coming up here, they're going to have an extended season. So if somebody gets hurt, you need to know somebody's able to step in.
Third down and 5. Lewis with a quick pass out to the near flat. Catch is made by Latari Alfred at the 40-yard line. That might be enough for a first down. Depends on the spot. I think they're going to say move the chains. And they will. Just to wrap things up with Eddie, I give Eddie some props for being a Dallas Cowboy fan in Pittsburgh Steelers territory.
Yeah, he's going to be brave to do that.
Yeah. First and 10 from the 40 for Cannon McMillan. Lewis drops the football. And Butler right there to throw him to the turf. Kyler Callahan dropping him. Back at near midfield. Loss of about 10.
That's where you got to come at him. Just got to fly right at him.
Prime rib. How about that? On a nice cool Saturday afternoon. Head out there for an early dinner. If you're an older person like I am, we eat early.
But they cut the steak up for you in little
they
pieces.
They do. If you wish, they will cut it up for you at W. Rick Stafford McGraw. Just ask them. I'm sure they'll do that for you.
Do they got Boy Scouts to help you into the restaurant?
Second down at 21. It's some confusion again. And a false start, delay of game on Cannon McMillan.
They're putting himself in a pretty deep hole here.
Yep.
So you can't let them get a first down.
No.
When it's second and forever here, what, second and 26, you gotta stop them.
Hey, you see some new jerseys out there for the Tornado now too. Cole Kish, a senior out there as well.
That's good to see, getting all the seniors in there for some ball, ball playing here.
And running up the middle goes Ryan Angott. He gets a lot of that penalty yards back. And he gets across the Butler 45 down to the 44-yard line. J.R. Harold with the stop for the Tornado.
Got to wrap him up here.
Third down and 14. Cannon McMillan, 4:10 to go in the game. Butler trailing 43-13. And the handoff up the middle goes Angott. And Ryan Angott gets back to the initial line of scrimmage of the 40-yard line.
Skidmore wrapping him up there, bring him down.
And it'll be 4th down and 10. I got to believe they'll just go for it.
Oh, yeah, they're going to just burn the clock. Yeah, they're just going to let it run down as far as it can. And you know, whether they decide to pooch it or I wouldn't be surprised if they would at this point. They're going to burn up as much clock as they can.
Yep, they're down to 10 on the play clock. They may even use their final timeout. Looks like that's what they might do here.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll take the delay of game penalty.
Back them up, give them a little bit better punt position.
Yep, they burned a timeout.
Oh, did they?
Nope, delay a game. They did not.
Ron, please get us straight here.
I have no idea what I'm doing.
I got you back as much as I can here. You got to keep changing your mind around here. It says red wire, green wire, red wire, green wire.
I told you. I'm approaching that senior citizen discount age here.
Wow. ARP is knocking on your door. I'm going to get you a life alert.
They got a watch now, I guess, that does that.
I haven't researched.
Yeah, Christmas is coming, Craig. And Byers with the punt. And it hits and kind of takes a middle-of-the-road bounce.
Mm. And that's a dangerous bounce there because when you get your own players coming down, that ball could just clip off somebody's ankle or somebody's back, and then it becomes a live ball.
At the 17-yard line, I believe it's where they mark it. So Butler will have it at their, let's see here. Yep, they put it at the 17, it looks like.
With 3 minutes left.
Let's see if I can just put together a nice little drive here, plenty of time. First down at 10, Chris Mertz in motion. Callahan with the little flanker screen. And that is Mitchell Wong running straight forward, and he has a first down. They're very close to the first down.
Oh, come on.
Where did the flag come in at? I didn't even see it.
Oh, it's just stupidity.
Along the sideline?
No, it's one of our guys. I'm not going to call his number out here in case his grandma's listening. I don't want to give her a heart attack. But you know what? You haven't been in the game all night, and you don't come in here and act like a tough guy. The heck? That's just stupid.
And it is a dead ball foul, personal foul against Butler and against Cannon McMillan to wash out. Offsetting penalties.
Well, I'm still not going to upset his grandma.
So that was enough for a first down to move the chains. At the 29-yard line. And on first down, Byron Manchester gets a call on the sweep. And he goes around left end, gets about 3. Out to the 33-yard line. There's a peek into the future.
That's good. And let him run the rest of the night. Just, you know what, you got a little over 2 minutes here. Just keep feeding it to him. Let him get his legs back under him.
No doubt. Gain of 4, second down and 6. Under 2 minutes to go. Callahan in the shotgun on second down. And Manchester gets the call again. He has a first down out of the 40 to the 41-yard line. Gain of 8.
That's it. Stops the clock. All right. Get lined up again. That's good. Keep him in there. Keep him. Don't take him off the field. Let him in there. Jeez.
First and 10 from the 41. Callahan will put Mitchell Wong in motion. Kyler wants to throw. Steps up, now under pressure. Flush from the pocket, still scrambling. Callahan looking, throwing along the sideline, and it is incomplete. In and out of the hands of Cade Gratzmiller. Craig did a nice job of, you know, making himself available.
Yeah, he kind of, I think he got thrown off a little bit there, seeing where the sideline was. He's trying to keep his body under control to make things happen, and in that slippery ball there tonight just kind of squirted right out of his hands. But he did a nice job coming back to it, and Callahan did a great job scrambling around there, got some good backside blocks from the linemen that were kind of peeling off. So,
yeah,
good effort by everybody there.
Second and 10, Byron Manchester with the carry. And Byron across the 45 out to the 48-yard line, a gain of 7. Makes it third down and short, third and about 2-3 yards.
See, because this is the kind of stuff that makes me want to throw the chair right through the window. You know, score. Work to score. Just it's, this walking around stuff drives me nuts. I can't take it, you know? Hurry. There's no sense of urgency here. You got to get up to the line. Let's go.
Third down and 3. I'd like to see the chair through the window. First down for Callahan. Across midfield down to the 45-yard line of Cannon McMillan.
I already paid enough school taxes. I'm not going to pay more to get a window fixed. But, yeah, like going into the future here, we have to be more machine-like. Just throw up that line, get going. This waddling around stuff is way old.
And a pass to Butler's Tyler Howe in and out of his hands. Incomplete. Stops the clock with 12 seconds to go. And it'll make it second down.
I wouldn't care if we were up by 25 points. You know, you got to move on a field. You'd never walk on a football field. At least that's the way we were always taught.
I agree with you.
You respect the game, you run, you hustle, you're constantly moving.
Kyler Callahan steps up, under pressure, will run, has room. He'll get a first down, it appears, yes, at the 35. And thrown to the turf right there. And that will be, well, that stops the clock temporarily to move the sticks.
Well, I would call a timeout here.
Nope, that's it. Final score.
Unbelievable.
Butler losing to Cannon McMillan, 43-13. We'll take a timeout and wrap it up here. This is Butler Football on 1050 AM and WBUT.com.
You knew it was
coming. I'll see you, John.
You knew the shorter daylight hours, the cold winds are blowing. You knew it was coming. Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Service, Corks Lane, just off of Christ Road. Butler has partnered up with Diamond Crystal to bring you the very best anti-icers and de-icers. No worries about pets if you use the green mill. Keeps those paws safe and temps down to 10 below. A new concrete? Then you'll want the flash melt. The Jiffy Melt Mix is a mixture of the green melt and rock salt. Diamond Crystal Salts and Negley's, the dynamic duo. Call Negley's now, 724-282-6160. Reserve your salts now. Butler Steel Supply, 145 Valvoline Road in East Butler. Whether it's commercial or residential, they can do it. Need a unique job done? Whether it's fabrication or welding, shaping, punching, or need something custom, Butler Steel Supply can and will do it for you. Custom fire rings, toys to tanks, it's Butler Steel Supply. ButlerSteelSupply.com.
Hi, this is Mike Lang. I've seen a lot of winning teams on and off the ice, and for that fine jewelry purchase in Butler, the sure winner is Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers. Specializing in quality jewelry, custom designs, and diamond remounting, you can always trust Steve. No silly sales or gimmicks, just real value every day. Ask your friends and neighbors who their jeweler is. Bet they say Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers. Easy to find in the heart of Main Street in downtown Butler. Why settle for less? Robert Stevens Custom Jewelers. More than just a jewelry store.
The law offices of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham offer a comprehensive range of services in civil law, litigation, corporate, labor, real estate, zoning and land use, personal injury, and municipal and school law. They carry a passion for being at the top of their fields and continuously striving to provide their clients with exemplary service. With offices in Butler and Cranberry, Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham can meet all your legal needs. Call them at 724-283-2200.
Back at Butler High School, Cannon McMillan heading to the WPIAL playoffs with a 43-13 win over our Golden Tornado. Chris Mertz and Kyler Callahan with the points for the Tornado. And our W. Rick's Tap Room and Grill Prime Player of the Game, Craig Lucas, has a good one. Craig?
I would say Darren Skidmore tonight. You know, the way I saw him play, had multiple sacks, multiple tackles, played with heart, intensity, was all over the field tonight, had a big run whenever he had the ball handed to him. You could tell he was one of those seniors that really took it to heart that this was his last time putting on that Tornado uniform and playing on this field. So I definitely call him out for that.
And we congratulate Darren Skidmore for being the WRX Taproom and Grill Prime Player of the Game for the final time this season. WRX Taproom and Grill on the Meridian Road, prime rib and just a full menu of great food. Thanks to Talbot and Rick, and want to thank all of our sponsors of Butler High football this year. If you heard them all year long, many times, and if you get a chance, stop by and see these folks. They not only do they, a lot of them sponsor Butler football, they sponsor local athletics in general. Mm-hmm. These folks, so we thank them greatly for sponsoring Butler High School football and broadcasts here on WBUT.com. So that's it for us and the Tornado. We'll head into the off season. Coach Christie and his staff will go to the drawing board and come back next year with a whole group of some new players and some players looking to get a chance to right the ship here at Butler.
Yes, and that's hey, you're shooting off some fireworks here tonight.
How about that?
Yeah.
I like it.
Hey, you know what? Last game of the season, senior night, and so forth like that. Yeah, maybe we don't go out in a bang, but you know what, though? What these kids have done, you know, so many of them having not played before, coming out, you know, at the request of different coaches and so forth to give it a shot. You know, maybe the scoreboards didn't, you know, really measure up to what they had done, but you know, the fact that they played is a lot to be said.
Yeah, we didn't really see a lot of head hanging this year.
No.
You know, we saw a lot of grit and determination. Sure, there were a lot of obviously I don't know, teachable moments this year.
Yes.
And hopefully they'll be able to turn things around next year. So we want to thank Bill Milan, the athletic director here at Butler High School,
yep,
for taking care of us, parking passes, et cetera, and always having a great spot, a great view up here in the press box at our Bernardi Stadium. Thanks to all the athletic directors who helped us out throughout the year in the WPIAL. We're very fortunate to be playing, fortunate on the broadcast side to be playing in the Quad County Conference, not necessarily for the football side of things, but we thank all the athletic directors as well. I want to thank my son, Anthony Willison, back at the station, who kept us on the air all season long. Many thanks to Vicki Hindenberger and Scott Briggs and the ownership at the Butler Radio Network for allowing to broadcast Butler High School football. I know many people do appreciate it. A lot of out-of-staters listen. A lot of parents and grandparents can't make the game. They know they can tune in anytime. It's archived to check it out. And we thank the Butler players for putting forth an effort this year and did not get a win, but they have a bright future, I think. So we thank them as well. I thank Craig Lucas. Another season in the books.
Wow. And I thank you, Ron, always putting up with me in here and
yes,
everything that goes along with it. But I've, I'm really thankful that we got through another year and
yes,
you know, we got to enjoy, you know, seeing a new, you know, a whole new mindset coming to this field. And, you know, we know that there's good things to come for this Tornado.
I agree.
And I said, how blessed we are that we're able to do this.
Yep.
But I think, we'd be very remiss if we both didn't say, how much we should be thankful for our Megans out there. Your wife, Megan, my wife, a Megan.
Yes.
Without them, obviously, we can't do what we're doing here. And we really appreciate them always holding down the fort and having our backs.
I think that's a great call out. Yeah. I appreciate that. Thanks, Craig.
Oh, yeah, Ron.
Thanks. Thank you, Megan, for I told her. I thanked her earlier. I texted her. She sent up some goodies to the booth here, and I texted her and said, hey, thanks for letting me steal your husband for about how many years now?
13, 14.
13, something like that. We lost track. When you're having fun, who cares how long it is?
Well, that's right.
Thanks, Craig. I appreciate it, man.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you very much.
It's been good. And thanks again to Anthony back at the station. Again, the final score here tonight. It was Kenny McMillan 43, Butler 13. Stay tuned. Up next on WBUT, the Trib. I almost said MSA Sports Network. I didn't say Nauticom Sports Network. We might as well go way back. It's the Trib High School Sports Network. Coming up next with Don Rebel and the scoreboard. Should be an interesting listen if you're interested in high school football in the WPIAL. Find out who finishes where. They'll wrap it up. They'll have the matchups for you and everything. So it's a great show. I expect you to tune in if you're a high school football fan. Thanks again, everyone. And this is Ron Willison for Craig Lucas saying so long, and everyone have a super weekend.